Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just text somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
We tend to forget.
Yeah. so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me somebody say it tonight. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Just take it back a little bit. One, two, three, say! You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on.
Jesus,
be
a man.
I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a vessel around me every day.
Can you say one more time, be a vessel, say,
be a vessel all around me.
I see you there, I see you. I know you can,
yes,
I know you will,
yes,
fight my battles,
yes,
if I just keep still,
yes,
hey,
Lord,
yeah,
this is my prayer, Lord, that I pray each and every day, that you would guide my footsteps, let them stumble in
Jesus,
Jesus,
say,
be a
man,
a man.
Humble host, Paul Sampson. And my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, here at the Inspiration Factory, yes, which is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. The brainchild of none other than author Larry D. Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet. And if that's not enough, guess what? He's also the CEO of Rawlings Jewelry. And you better check him out on the book. Rawlings, he got something for you, I guarantee. I'd be average. You could be wrong. I got mine. You got yours? Hey, Alonzo, you got yours?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You better believe I do.
I knew that's right. I have mine and a couple other pieces of people's, too, because I got quite a few of them pieces. And I've seen a couple more that I got to go back and get. I'm going to put him on my income tax for real as a dependent.
Right?
Because let me tell you. But I ain't mad at him because, man, the compliments that I get about my jewelry and the attention that it draws, it's well worth it. That lets you know the man knows what he's doing, and he's doing it during that.
So, okay.
Y'all better
just want to set up
the get on board with the raw links, man. I'm telling you. So I'm getting ready to get on you, not on you per se, but I'm going to bring focus to you in just a minute, Alfonso. But before I do that, you know how we like to bring this platform in.
So, with a strong prayer, yes, sir.
Absolutely. So if everybody would just kind of join me at the throne, you know, cut down the distractions and, you know, just get into your little quiet place, mentally, physically, or however you have to do. And let's just approach the throne. Heavenly Father, we're approaching your throne this evening, first and foremost, asking for your forgiveness for those things that we've done since we last met, that we should not have done, those things that we neglected to do, that we were led to do and we chose not to, those acts of disobedience to you, Father. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, as we embark on this evening with this platform, Father God, we offer it to you. Have your way, Lord. Take it in the direction that you want it to go for your purposes. We avail ourselves to you, Father God. I ask, Lord, that you would shine your light and your blessings upon the children right about now, Lord. We know that we're in the end times, Lord, and the way that you destroy something is from its foundation. So we know that our children are going to be the enemy's target. Father God, protect them. Place in their lives seasoned warriors that will help them understand and recognize the wiles of the enemy. Father, help us help you to protect yours, Father God. Use us, Lord, enlarge our territory. Father God, we ask that you would use this platform to touch someone as you see fit, to allow us to understand and to recognize and to enjoy the blessings that we receive just from being used by you, for using the gifts that you gave us to glorify your name, Father. For those that could not make it this evening, Father God, I ask that you would bless them and to cover them and protect them, Lord. For those of the Epiphany family, Lord, that are suffering and going through different various health issues, touch them, Lord. Be with them. Allow them to know that you're still there with them so they have nothing to fear. Father God, we thank you for your presence here this evening. And your presence in our lives, and we give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor that's due your magnificent name. And it's in the name of Jesus the Christ, your son, and my big brother, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, to you, young man, how you feeling?
I'm blessed, sir. I'm blessed. Another day, he has kept me on this side of the dirt.
Mm-hmm. And there was a reason that he did that. And there's a reason that he brought you through your last little scare.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not my place to
actually
speak upon what it is and none of that. That's up to you, but it doesn't matter, because if we love the Lord, then we all just know that we just going to stand and agree on what's needed. God already knows what's needed, so hey, we ain't even got to talk about it.
You know? I mean,
I said, unless it's something that you want to speak upon, that's your choice. That's not my place to put it out there. Not that. But it's
indeed
not out of place, is what I'm trying to say. If that's something that you want to speak upon or whatever, that's your call. The mic is yours on that, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just, I thank God for Jesus because I need help. You know what I mean? I always say I need help. And, yeah, I had a humbling experience the other week, I want to say. And, I know I'm not the only one going through it, so I don't mind being kind of a spokesmodel. But, I had a blackout, basically, due to alcohol. And I found myself in a situation where I didn't have enough self-control. So within the past week or so, I've had some humbling, it was a humbling experience, I'm going to say, but I've had a lot of time to recoup, rethink, you know, gain my self-control. And I just want to thank God for Jesus because, like, there's a lot of things that are going on, and like in most of our lives, there's a lot of things that go on and in just one little hair, and you find yourself on the other side of the street. So, but that's little compared to what's coming up. You know, I don't know if I expressed to you that I'm on my way to Israel in the next week or so. And I don't know if you heard what's going on lately, but that's what's on top of my mind. That's the bigger.
Pump your brakes. You going where?
To Israel.
Now, this is the first I heard of that. And look, you ain't hit me up so I can hide myself in your suitcase? Man, look, we about to have an issue up in this piece.
Well, see,
I'm
man,
sorry,
and you know,
like
the funny
that.
Part?
I'm going to shut up and let you continue on that, but I had to hit you with that. Man, look, we going to talk, Negro.
Well, you know I like to surprise folks. I'm in the cut like penicillin. So I was going to actually take the train and the bus. Going to take me 3 days to get across there, but within that 3 days, I was going to make a pit stop and surprise you. But due to circumstances, the agent called me up and said that I had to find another route, so I'll be taking a plane the day of, which I'll be leaving on the 16th, but I'll be taking a plane from Cali to Jersey, and then from Jersey, I'll be flying out to Israel. Kind of exciting. I wanted to. I'm looking
layover
forward to getting baptized.
Layover in New Jersey?
Huh?
Do you have a layover in New Jersey?
Oh no. Yeah, New Jersey is not layover in New Jersey. I have a layover in Indianapolis, but New Jersey, I'll be in. Is it Newark?
Newark, New Jersey. Newark, Delaware. Newark, Delaware. It's Newark, New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah, don't
I didn't want to say
that
it wrong. I know the East Coast, West Coast slang. I didn't want to say it wrong. I didn't want to have anybody hit us up and like, where are you going at? But, yeah, I'll be
taking
a direct flight. Not direct flight, but I have a layover in Indianapolis, and then I'll be out there. But other than that, on the way back, I definitely will be trying to make a pit stop.
Okay, because I was going to say, if you're going to be in Newark for a while, look, I can make sure that I'm there just to holler at you and pray with you before you continue on. But if you're not going to be there, then I'll catch you on the way back, and you'll be in my prayers regardless. But.
Indeed, of course, and I appreciate that. So, yeah, definitely, I do want to connect.
Go ahead. Absolutely.
So it
kind of
makes me
feel
myself. Say it again. The purpose
Israel
of the trip is it's really supposed to be a holistic journey. Everybody that's going on in our group is combat veterans. The group is called Heroes to Heroes. I met them probably about 4 months ago as an organization. My group, 37B, shout out. But my group, you know, we got 18 weeks to get to know one another. It's really longer than 18 weeks, but it's more like 18 months. I want to say 18 months, but 18 weeks, we had like a quick rush because all of us are coming from different points of United States, kind of like this show, you know. Yeah, it's just crazy. So within the time of growing, within the 18 weeks, we get to know each other through these Zoom meetings and little assignments that we got to turn in. So the 16th will be the first time we actually all get to see each other physically outside of Zoom. And then from that point, we're taking off to Israel. And it's kind of exciting, again, because it's been a while since I've been overseas. Last time I had something like this, I was going to Baghdad, Iraq, you know, things of that nature. So I kind of feel like, oh, man, we're going at it again, especially with the news that's going on out there right now. So we still got the green light. Everybody's like, you know, pay attention, look out, be careful. They're shutting airplanes down and stuff like that. But I feel like God ain't going to put me in no position I'm not supposed to be in anyway. So this was meant. The purpose, to answer your question, is to find my purpose. I really want to walk around barefooted. I don't want to go to ancestors.com and figure out my ancestors. I really want to touch ground and gain energy that way. So I'm kind of excited. And plus, I'm getting baptized.
Hallelujah. Man, look at God. Look at God. Man, I'm not envious of you, but I am happy for you to be able to take
you.
This journey, this experience. Man, look at here. But you know what? There's no need in being jealous, because in the body of Christ, when one fails, we all fail. When one is glorified and prospers, we all prosper. So I am blessed by your blessing, and I can only imagine what's to come from this.
Amen.
A holistic pilgrimage.
All the brothers.
A veteran. The Holy Spirit. You know, those veterans that have been through some things and seen some things and been affected by some things with wars and so on and so forth, it's got to weigh heavy on their lives. So a pilgrimage like this, there's no end to the release that could be found, the empowerment, the peace, the contentment that can be found. You know, the enemy can use those areas of our lives to just really hold us back. But this I see as a freeing experience for so many. Man, let me tell you, my heart is overjoyed right now just hearing this. Thank you for bringing that to the platform, Alonzo. Journey will be in my daily prayer. And I'm getting ready to put it on the book with my prayer warriors that they keep you all in prayer. Like you said, God ain't going to put you nowhere that he don't want you to be. But, yes, you're right to think, here we go again, because you are going into a war zone. And whether it be the physical war or the spiritual war that you're embarking upon, you are embarking once again into the active combat arena. But you now, particularly, you're going to be baptized. Guess what? You're coming up out that water, and I want you to read Ephesians 6.
No armor.
10.
Yes, sir.
There you go. I'm glad you already heard that. You already know. So when you come up out that water, man, he can't mess with you. You're going over there to enlarge your territory, to plant some seeds, to increase the body of Christ. You're about that kingdom work.
Yes, sir.
You're going to go and achieve the purpose for which God is sending you over there. It's just a blessing that you share that with us. Because when you come back, and periodically throughout that journey, we're going to get some, updates. So we can rejoice along with
you for sure.
On this. Oh, man, look, you just, man, thank you. And I'm thanking my Father because he put it in your heart. I'm thanking you for being obedient to take it from there and continue on. What's that song? Onward, Christian Soldier, Marching As to War.
You know, and it's funny that you say that, because that's really what my name means, warrior.
So, yeah, I don't know if you had no history about Alonzo. The name Alonzo is an old king. If you look it up today, though, Alonzo means humble but ready for war, ready to rumble. My middle name is Jamil, which is Arabic for handsome or beautiful. And then last name Lewis means warrior, too. So I'm just really trying to live up to my name in the long story. I was listening to the word earlier.
That means,
I was wondering.
There's two words, there's two names that speak upon being a warrior. And from the little bit that we've shared of our lives and what I've seen from you, that name was appropriately cast upon you. Because names are powerful. When we name our children,
yes,
we're actually placing something, a mantle upon them. So you were rightly named with those two. I give you that all day long. I don't know about that beautiful thing. I'm not going to get it. I'm just saying.
Beauty's only.
You know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't get a little dig in it where I could.
Hey,
but, you know,
okay.
And therein lies the truth also, because the fact that you stand and you have accepted and put on that mantle of warrior is a beautiful thing. You know, so that entire moniker that covers you is well put.
Thank you, sir. Oh yeah,
like
thank
said,
you, sir.
You're gonna have to keep us abreast of it, warrior. So you come in here and see this is as we go along. More and more of you is being exposed. Like you try to play that role like you really wasn't up with the poetry thing, you know, and you're trying to play yourself down. But then you slipped up and you spit some things and you even came and freestyled something. So you proved that to be just, you know, just trying. I'm going to give you that you were trying to be humble. But there's been a few other incidents where I've seen some things, and now you just kicked the dough in with this one. Man, looky here. Stop second-guessing yourself. Recognize the purpose that you have. I appreciate you seeking this trip to Israel as a time for you to find your purpose. And that's a good thing. And I'm praying that you do. But you know what? Your purpose has already found you. And I see that. So whether you know it or not, I see what your purpose is. And I see you living up to your purpose. So it's going to be a blessing. And man, looky here, watch out. Once you see what your purpose is. And that only comes as you spiritually mature and you grow. And I've seen growth in you since in the little bit of time we've been kicking it. And man, I'm sorry to say. I'll put it this way.
Thank you, bro.
I'm glad we're on the same team. Okay?
Hello. Hello.
I'm glad we're on the same team. Man, look.
Yeah,
you know what?
I appreciate you, brother.
This is a praise and poetry praying platform. Now, I got to do what I always do. Well, excuse me. What y'all always accuse me of doing. And y'all always accuse me of throwing somebody under the bus. And I don't know what you're talking about with that. I really don't know. But, Alonzo, do you bring a treat for us tonight?
I got a couple of treats.
What?
Got a
well,
couple. Yes, sir.
I'm going to shut my mouth and mute my mic. And the mic is yours, King. I'm sitting back and shutting up. The mic is yours, King.
I appreciate you, brother. You too, King. This piece here is called The Shining Star Within. Secrets are hidden within the clouds of darkness. And in this place, no one dares to breathe. In fear of self-expression, it has been this way forever and a day. Until she came to shine with a spark of innocence and questions only to be answered with darkness, not just darkness, but the silent kind. the silent kind that steals your soul and kills your mind. There was no compassion for this driving star, only exploitations, fusion, jealousy. You saw no hope and brought the end. Never acknowledged the star within, a creative heart obsessed with satisfying this dormant and uncaring society. You have given them the stars at night, and you have given them bountiful bouquets of sunflowers. But for you, there is only one contempt, and through you, pour yourself into that frame and present it so proudly. This world could not accept your masterpieces from the heart. So on that very night, on that starry night, you gave to us and you took away from us the one thing we never acknowledged, your life. In peace.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting there running my mouth and I was on mute. That piece, wow. Wow. See, you just proved something that I was saying earlier about your pen. You have that gift to put a lot into a short span of time. But something that really, really stuck out on me was your reference to the sunflower. Because to me, a sunflower is such an awesome plant. The strength that a sunflower requires to grow as tall as it does on such a slender stalk and still stand upright. Right.
Yes.
And then, on top of that, the provisions that it brings. You know, it's got the sunflower seeds that can bring more sunflowers. The sunflower oil that comes from that is such an excellent necessity for the human body.
Right.
And it reminds me that, you know, God gave us an earth that supplied all of our needs, plant-wise, everything. And that was something that is part of our need. And then the sunflower seed.
Yes, sir.
So he nourishes us, he strengthens. So that reference to the sunflower, and then you started off with the title of it had me thinking, you know, the shining star. And of course, my mind went to it. It was Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're a shining star, you know. And
the beginning
of the piece had spoke about like desolation, with you know, the darkness and so on and so forth. But that shining star within. Overshadowed everything. Man, that was a powerful piece. I like it a lot. And you did the thing in a short period of time. See, that's, I can't do that. I'll run my mouth. And, you know, in my pieces, I'm kind of long-winded. But you, there's a few others that, Adrian, who has the ability to pass a powerful message into a short piece.
Yes,
and
you do.
That's a gift, and I'm so glad that you're embracing it and you're utilizing it now. And
well, thank you, brother. It's because of hanging around you.
Don't put it on me. Our daddy did that for you. He was just telling you, I gave you that gift. Now stop down, second guessing yourself, and do what I told you to do. Put it out there. You might not know why you said it. He had a reason for you saying it, and once it comes out your mouth, it's up to him to go from there.
That part. Yes, sir. I thought it was more, you know, from getting hit by the bus. I'm just trying not to get hit by the bus.
That might be his way of bringing you back to where you're supposed to be, recognizing the power. So it might have took me throwing you under the bus. So that was our daddy using me. Now what you got to say? I'm shooting late.
Okay. I got nothing to say about that
one.
Oh,
man.
You see, that came from my mama. She gave me a mastery of the English language. So, you know, I can do some things. I could talk junk and then put you in a position where you can't really retaliate because of some of the things I put into you. I put it on my daddy. You can't fight with him.
He said that wordplay is real.
Indeed.
No, but I thank you. I really do thank you.
Chris, do
you hear me?
Our daddy is the one we need to thank for all of this, both of us.
Yes, definitely. I do thank Father.
All the time. Man, I'm thanking him that you're actually right here with us tonight. Because,
okay, I'm thankful for all the thoughts that I have. Everything from being on this show to preparing for, you know, the coming home trip is, you know, the things. I just thank him. You're right. You know what I mean? You're right. I'm going through this for a reason. Even the stumble that I had, we're able to bounce back. We're able to have the ability to bounce back. I thank him for I'm able to recognize that that's a gift, a privilege, you know, that most don't understand or get. So I really, you're right. You're absolutely correct. Thank you, Father.
You know, and that's a testimony of spiritual maturity. Because at first we don't recognize these things, but you're now reaching into you're growing into another phase of your relationship with him, where now you're recognizing his hand in so many things that we previously took for granted or we pridefully attributed to ourselves and our abilities. That I can see now that you're speaking on, yes, this is him. It's been him all along, but we just were blinded. We hadn't reached this place of maturity where we have that discernment to recognize his hand and to speak upon it and acknowledge it. So that's a blessing right there. And that's a testimony right there, my brother, because it shows that you're doing the work to grow. Like when you go to the gym, if you just sit around and bust it up with somebody else that's lifting weights, you ain't going to get no stronger. You're not going to reap any of the benefits. Nope. But if you go in there and you do the work, that face muscle, all of them things grow. So then the next time when you say, and even them bumps and them hurdles we go through, we get stronger through them because we survive them. So the next time the enemy comes at us along them same lines or that same line with a twist, we recognize it. We've been through it. But we've already built up a little protection toward it, so we're a little bit forewarned. You know, so them bumps
Amen.
And hurdles and valleys that we put ourselves into or that life itself has put us through, actually blessings in disguise. Every problem is an opportunity for prayer and for growth. Once those eyes open, then we start listening to the God within, that shining star within. And there's no end to what we can do. Let me shut up because I feel a sermon coming on. Mama, leave me alone. That's probably her. That's my mama. She always thought I was going to take after her father and be the preacher in the family because her father was a pastor. And I looked at her and said, Mama, you bumped your head. But she was alive long enough to hear them when they gave me the moniker and started calling me Pastor Paul. And she heard them when the first time they said that to me on the radio. I was at my mom's place. And when she said that, I looked over at her and I could just see her eyes glistening with moisture from pride and joy and the little smile on her face. Man, you can't make this kind of stuff up, you know. So I'm not ordained and none of that stuff, but this platform here, this is my ministry. So, you know, whether I'm a pastor or none of that, I'm not claiming any of that. But this is my ministry. This is where.
Hello.
And the crazy part is, it's more for me than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I feel God's hand using me. And like I said to you earlier, it doesn't matter what happens after it's said or it's done, because God takes it from there. He touched me. But I've shared pieces on here that I didn't have a clue why I even wrote. But I did. And then afterwards, there's been times when somebody has mentioned that, you know, that piece you did a couple of weeks ago touched me. And this, that, and the other. So I know that when I do, once I spit it on this platform, I'm done with it. Why it was written is not my business. Yeah, it was God making me, asking me to write it, because he don't force us to do it right. With him dropping that in my spirit, that's what I need to do. And I'm thankful that I was obedient enough to write it, because then he took it from wherever to wherever it needed to go. I'm just the tool. That's why I tell people with the quickness. And you've heard me say it as long as we've been in, together. And I've been saying it for years and years and years. I cheat with my poetry because I get help from my daddy.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful thing. If that's what the family do. We all support one another. We all do our part to allow the other parts to do what they're supposed to do, because we've done what we did, what we were supposed to. There's no confusion in the body of Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's the truth.
I want to listen to some music. But before you have the opportunity to throw me under the bus and say, well, we ain't heard from you, and all those things. See, by being the master of throwing people under the bus, you also know how to circumvent being thrown under the bus. I'm just saying. But I'm
so are you saying you ghost riding the whip and you about to run yourself over?
In the words of Oliver North, I can neither confirm nor deny those allegations.
Well, in that case, I'm gonna go ahead and step back to the back burner and let the light shine on you there, King. And the mic is yours.
Thank you, my brother. People that know me get a kick out of that, because Oliver North, I tell you, is my hero. That's the upgraded Fifth Amendment. And he went through the whole Contra scandal using that. And man, look, I like that. I like it a lot. So I used it frequently. I stole it. But thank you, King. The piece I have, I just finished just a couple hours ago. I was sitting in the parking lot in the shopping center. I come out the store and I sat in there and something just told me to start writing, and I started writing. So. This is what I brought. Mm.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
I see the moments taken for granted where God himself was there for me, protecting and defending me. I see where I allowed the defeated enemy called my judgment and had me acting like I hadn't already been set free. Set free from wages of sin. Set free from the taint of sin that exists in me. Set free from the reptilian claws of the enemy. The enemy whose sole purpose is to steal my joy, and attempt to drag me into the pits of hell with his defeated soul eternally. So while my vision is clear, I cry out, Lord, forgive me. Stay with me, Father God. Continue to cover me with your amazing grace. Amazing grace is a most powerful tool used to empower and uplift a lowly sinner like me. Amazing grace is how discernment proves God is always with me. Amazing grace is how we can all be afforded undeserved honor sharing a season with you, Lord, eternally. Eternally grateful I shall be because of the amazing grace you have bestowed upon me, used to cleanse and restore me. That amazing grace, amazingly, freely, blessedly available to a sin-filled, unworthy creature like me. Amazingly. Amazingly, God's love for each of us, despite the times we disobeyed, despite the times we walked away, despite the circumstances we allow to overshadow thee, and the times we actually spit in your face. Father God, I know and acknowledge that I exist so because of your amazing grace. Poem.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I know I wasn't the only one that started singing along with you. I like how you started it, because right away, you know, your pieces, like, make me think. As you can tell, I'm going through my little journey. So when I hear your pieces, I put myself in the position. And I like your pieces because I'm able to put myself into those positions. I love the fact that, you know, amazing grace, how sweet the sound, and saved a wretch like me. That's a common song, common sense. But like I just told you, I just had a little stump myself, you know? So, like, I really took it personal. And I just thank God for Jesus because he knew we was going to make these mistakes. And he still had a heart to be able to, you know, with open arms, say, come on, I got you. Yeah, I appreciate your peace, man.
And I thank God just... Because when I wrote that piece and then when I just shared it with you, it was like two different experiences. I kind of got more from it this time because I am using it as he wants it to be used. I'm using it in the reason that I wrote it or that he helped me write it. You know, so, and the fact that your responses let me know that, yes, okay, that I obedient to him. And that's another exercise in my faith muscle because when I see things like this and I hear things like that, that makes me even stronger and more confident to continue doing his will. Despite, like I said, in that piece, by the way, that was the title of that piece, Amazing Grace, because of his grace. He overlooks the times when I'm not doing right by no stretch of the imagination, but he uses me. He overlooks the times when I hear him, and he knows I hear him telling me to go a certain way or to do something or to not do something, and I disobey, and I do it or don't do it or whatever the case may be. Anyway, his grace has kept me here. His grace has been graceful enough to convict me so that I know, yeah, I didn't do it that time, so I know better. And that's going to, even with my hard-headed self, it starts making me more and more accountable. So those times have become less. Still ain't where it should be, but at least I'm working towards it. And I think that's the purpose of his grace, to give us that period to get it right, or to get ourselves right to the point where we're trying to be right. Until we reach that glorified body, we will never be where we should be. That's his grace that grants us and covers us with his righteousness in the midst of our mess, our disobedience, our hard-headedness, our pride, our whatever that we have that's hindering our walk with him. So that peace came from a place within that, you know, I know that I am not doing all that I should be. But then I see those areas that he still and yet blesses me and protects me, keeps me. That's nothing but grace and mercy. Because grace and mercy walk hand in hand. Because the mercy is him staying the punishment or the repercussions that are due for our acts. That's his mercy. Yes, and they come together. They walk hand in hand. And he knew I was going to do what I did before I even knew that I was going to do what I did or didn't do or whatever the case may be. And he loved me through it. And at the end of it, he sat there with his righteous self, with his arms open to me, nonetheless, because of his grace. You know, I got set up. I got to play something right quick. And here we go. Donnie McCorkin.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me, your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me, and you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness.
Great is your mercy.
that I worship right tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. My worship rise
like a sweet perfume.
Now pour my love, all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he said, I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh, Lord, open up and let me in, I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my love.
I'm steady talking and running my mouth. And see, this is why I don't do the modern technology. Because I had my earbud in and I didn't have it connected to the earbud. But 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in on any of these platforms before the 11 o'clock hour in the event we go into overtime. This, once again, is The Inspiration Factory, a blessing and an offering of Epiphany, the Freeral Entertainment Network. My brother, Mr. Alonzo, and I are going to do another piece. And begin the closing segment of the platform. So if you guys don't mind, because this is the month that my mother transitioned to a better place, I want to do a poem that I was blessed to write for her and she heard before she made the transition. So if it's okay with you, my brother, I want to do a piece called Praying.
Yes, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. Now gnarled and disfigured by the ravages of time are the most powerful weapons I've ever known. Those weapons were employed through countless battles, protecting me till I was 10, even into my grown-up years. Those weapons have diverted a multitude of pains and tears. And so limitless when wielded as they have been for me, a weapon that has saved me through untold toils and snares, a weapon I could never purchase or repay, for the value is beyond cost, for they saved me each and every time I was lost, is the hands of my mother in prayer. Throughout my quote-unquote finding myself growing up, I experienced a little of a lot. Many dangerous and probably fatal endeavors I braved. Hindsight and discernment now show me that it was through God's love and those praying hands that I was saved. So now, when I see those aged weapons, I see a strength that defies the arthritis and wrinkles and varicose veins. I see the hands of a warrior queen who lovingly prayed and still prays for me over and over again. I see the blood of my life run through those hands and the prayers that have enabled me to stand, the victories her prayers snatched from Satan's hands. And those praying hands, I see the great I am. Those hands that held me ever so gently as a child, that wiped the tears from my crying eyes. Those hands that held me lovingly when my heart was broke, or caressed my face as her wisdom was shared, are the very same hands of the strongest substance known to man, the undefeatable, powerful praying hands. Without which I doubt I would have survived to become a man, let alone strive to righteously stand. I thank God for his gift of those praying hands, undeserved and like his love, unconditionally at my side. Within those hands, ravaged by time, lies an eternal source of strength and a love that was never, ever denied. I thank God for praying hands. I miss you, Mom. Poem.
Beautiful, sir. Very, very, welcoming. From a third point, I can see that the, as far as the package, that's how you made the poem sound. You made the poem sound as though she made you, she carried you, and you're presented towards the world. So I could feel the cherish, you know, and I could feel the deepness in that piece. And, you know, most of us sons wish, you know, we had some kind of closeness with our parents today. Not saying that we don't, but we're seeing a lot more violent or negative activities And we know what the words say as far as not listening to your mother and your father. We're starting to see that pop up like it's normal. So, long story short, you know, it's always good to be in tune with those emotions. And I thank your mother for having you, and I appreciate you for being here.
Thank you for that. Yeah, everybody that knows me knows I'm a proud, diehard mama's boy. but it's not just because he was my mama. If I had seen that her and someone else, I would have still respected and just been blessed by her presence. But we all have mother. Like you said, Alonzo, the Bible tells us, honor thy father and thy mother. The days will be longer. That doesn't mean honor thy mother that does everything that you want them to do. Or honor that father that allows you to do what you want to do. Honor regardless of their flaws, regardless of their strength. Because there's no rule book written that expressly tells you how to be a and you allow your heart and your best interests prevail. You have to respect it. They gave us, they share with us God's gift of life. That alone, you owe them a multitude of respect. Like you said, Alonzo, the end times are blatantly in our face where it's okay to disrespect your mother. It's too many of these mothers and fathers trying to be their children's friend instead of their children's nurturer and mentor and guidance and strength. But in times told us that these things were going to happen. So the signs are here. You better open your eyes and recognize them. Do your part to combat it. Yes, indeed. But recognize it for what it is and understand that time is running short. So we got to pick up our efforts to save some of these misbegotten children who have forgotten that their entire existence comes from a legacy, parents and grandparents, and wisdom that's been passed down through the generations that kept us strong through slavery, through Jim Crow, through Donald Trump. We're allowing ourselves to become less than. We need to wake up and we need to step up our game as those of us that know best to do better and let them know. It ain't nothing cool or tough or proper about speaking like that to your mama. Oh, yeah.
The real word.
I don't care what he did wrong to you. If it wasn't for him and all his rights, wrongs, or her rights and wrongs, you wouldn't be here to feel that way. So shut up and be grateful. Recognize your life is a gift from God. Let me shut up. Man, anywho, moving right along. Woo! Yeah, because that's a topic that really touches me. And I see these kids today and this of elders.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Let me know just how much, how close we are to those times that the Bible prophesied about. Before things are about to get real, real ugly. Those of us, because I can't think of anything more painful than to think that someone I love or that I just kicked it with and I respected and I liked a lot throughout my journey through life, that I'm going to go into an eternity without them and they're going to face all the horrors of hell because I didn't open my mouth and at least plant a seed. Because I thought that, well, I don't know, this is my boy and everything, but, you know, we ain't on that level, so I'm not going to say that. man, you better, the devil is alive. You better, if you care for that person, if you love that person, you love yourself. You should enable you, allow yourself to be that blessing that God has you to be, to just plant a seed that will lead to salvation. And ain't our job to do it all.
Yeah.
Just plant a seed. Whether it's received or not, that's not your business. Plant the seed and step off. Let that next person that God has in line to water that seed. Let that next person that God has in line to nurture that seed. That will allow God to bring the increase of that seed. Now, we can't do it all, and that's where we fall short a lot of times. I'm trying to talk to this brother about this, but he just, it's not your job. Your job was to say what you had to say, shut up, and get out the way. You know?
Right.
God got the whole thing figured out. He got a plan, and I'm sorry, but we can't do better than what he's got planned, so we just need to stay in our lane sometimes. So, you're not
really
getting off the hook that easy. This time is dwindling on. But you're not getting out.
And ain't nobody
that
in here alive either. So.
Okay. So guess what? That means you get to bless us with another piece, my brother.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, sir.
And with that being said,
it's all good.
My brother, my partner in praise and king, the mic is all yours.
Thank you, boss. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. If I fail, my quest to achieve my goals, I stumble or crumble and lose my soul. Those that knew me would easily co-sign. There was never a life as hard as mine. My father, no money, no chance, no guide. Only follow my voice inside. If it guides me wrong, then I do not win. I'll learn from mistakes and try to achieve again. I know what I search for, but I know I have yet to find it because it is invisible to the eye. My heart must search for it is blinded. And if by chance I find it, well, I know my mission is achieved. Can one come from two conclusions before the question is conceived? Just as no one knows what lies beyond this shore, I will never find the answer to what is that I'm searching for. When I'm alone and had nothing, I asked for a friend to help me bear the pain, and no one came except God. When I needed to breathe, to rise from the sleep, then no one could help me except God. When all I saw was sadness, and I needed answers, no one heard me except God. So when I am asked who I give my unconditional love to, look no further and look for no other answer than the name except God. Thank God for Jesus again. In peace.
Question, quick question. Is that a freestyle?
Yes, sir.
I saw that and felt that. I saw and felt that. And now I'm gonna be a transformer. I'm gonna transform into you. Now, my brother, who is that piece written for? Remember that question you asked a whole lot of folks?
Yeah, yeah. The day has come, says the great I am. But honestly, I wrote that for me, to me. As I told you, I had an episode earlier. So when it comes to sharpening myself or what I measure myself off, you know, I use him a lot. I consider using him a lot, him being Father. I meditate a lot. So when I went through my experience, had my humble moment, you know, what other way can I express the way I feel? Because it's one thing to think about it, you know, and talk to yourself. There's another thing when you write it down. So to answer your question, for myself, to myself. Or the God within me. Unmute yourself. I don't know if you can hear me. Unmute yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Alonzo. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I apologize because I was on mute. I was really speaking upon that piece that it really brought to my mind. There's one scripture, and like I said, like I already said, but y'all didn't hear me because I was muted. was the scripture that said, what good is it to gain all the riches, all the material goods, all the profits, everything of this world, and to lose your eternal soul?
Yeah.
That's what has that poem led my thinking. And throughout that thinking process, you punch in each one of those areas. But God. So it was almost like a double entendre. You're showing and speaking upon where a lot of our thought process go, but you're also counteracting them with the protection and the assurance that it don't have to go there. I like that piece a lot. Real life because it spoke deep. It kind of hit home in a few places. But God.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
For bringing that piece, man. Yeah. See, God don't play. When we open this platform and we turn it over to God to ask him to use it as he will, it no longer amazes me, but it does continually amaze how in unthought thought of unsuspected ways. Something throughout this platform touches me, has an impact on me, affects me, empowers me. And I'm quick to let it be known that, yes, I appreciate you coming through here for that piece right there. That one right there was what I needed to hear. There are no coincidences. There are no happenstances to God.
No. Just misunderstandings from my point. I just love the fact that he already knew that I wasn't going to have the understanding, but I was going to have the gumption or the to want to gain understanding, you know?
The other night, last night, I was watching a movie called The Covenant, and it kind of mirrors the Ten Commandments, but the part that really speaks upon what we're talking about now is when Moses was saying, you know, I'm poor, beat this, that, and the other. I'm not eloquent with words. You know, I'm not the one for this. And I said, well, how about your brother, Aaron? He can speak well. So the two of you,
you know, it's funny that you mentioned Moses.
No confusion.
I kind of saw myself. Huh?
Okay.
No, I was saying it's funny that you mentioned Moses. I kind of saw myself in his sandals as far as going over there. You know how he was all born in the Nile. Why he was born there, in the city he was born, you know, and how everybody was. He was supposed to be getting rid of. But when he came of age, grabbed that stick, told everybody, don't run. God will fight for you the day that they getting ransacked. It's just, I felt myself in that position, me grabbing my stick while I'm going over there. Because there's just no way. There's just no way, you know. God's word is everything. God's word is what we stand on. That's where you get your confidence from. So I believe if this too shall pass real quick. Anyway, it's funny that you brought up Moses because all day I've been hearing about Moses. Like I said, I saw myself in his position. So, yeah, I feel a definite connect there. God is speaking, or Spirit is speaking very loud.
That's confirmation. There is no confusion in the Christ. There's reason for everything. There's no coincidence. And what you're saying,
yes, sir,
is just confirmation that what you were thinking is correct, and it's allowing you to understand what it is that you're about to embark upon. And the fact that you know God, you know what God would do for you, that's going to enable you to embark upon that boldly and bravely,
right,
knowing that he's with you and it's going to do what it do. It's going to do what he wants you to do. So, yeah, I'm slightly envious of that position of yours, but I'm grateful that I know someone that is being blessed to be one of his soldiers.
That part, that's the word I was looking for, soldier, right there.
Yes, sir. Now, you're old vet, so you already know what us war dogs think about.
Yes, sir. That's what I was getting ready to say. I want to be recognized as one of his soldiers.
That's what I definitely do want to be recognized.
Such an honorable label to be placed upon. Yeah. I was a soldier in the army of God.
Right.
There ain't no Purple Heart, no Bronze Stars, and none of that stuff that can top that medal.
Okay.
That medal that was forged out of the nails of the cross at Golgotha. That medal, right there. The French Foreign Legion, all these prestigious medals that they can bestow upon you. There's none of them a pittance. So with that medal you just spoke upon right there. There you go. Thank you, Keith. They were just cranking. When you think about the power and the prestige of that medal being sold. I wouldn't care if it was just, whether it was an infantryman, an artilleryman, engineer, whatever. Do you, is a soldier in...
That part.
Drop the mic.
Okay. That part. That's how I want to be. That's how I want to leave the room. I want to enter the room like that, and that's how I want to leave the room.
Right.
Definitely is one of his favorite.
We done dipped into overtime. So. I want to offer, I always call it a public service announcement. To anyone that's listening to the recording of this, because we passed the overtime part, but if you listen to the recording and you have the slightest question or just curious about the God that you hear me talk about, Jesus that you hear me talk about, you can hit me up on Facebook. My Facebook page is Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration. And you can hit me up on Instagram as Blessed for Free. And I will be more than happy to not only share with you what I have grown to learn of God, Christ, and the Bible. But if I or anyone else don't show it to you in the Bible, don't hold on to it. The Bible is your source of truth. Okay? But I will do what I can to help you understand it. And I'm sure my brother, Mr. Alonzo, as well as Real the Poet, and most of the, I'm not going to say most, and the Epiphany family. Yes, it is so. We'll help you along that journey. That's what we do. That's what we are humbled, honored to be able to do. And every night of the week at 319-527-6300, you can hear another platform of Epiphany. It's not the Inspiration Factory. It could be anything. We have Just Jay and Gina. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go into it. I'm going to leave it to you. Dial that number at 9 o'clock and find out for yourself what it is for. But every night of the week, there's something for your poetic entertainment and pleasure. I'm not bragging because I'm part of Epiphany, but Epiphany has been blessed to be comprised of some very talented and insightful poets. Every and any night of the week, there's something to learn or to just be empowered by. So just give it a call. 319-527-6300 is the number to call. Every show is pretty much at 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with the exception of the last Sunday of the month, which is Youth Poetry. And I do that one at 7 o'clock, so that way the kids can get to bed at early hours. If you know some children out there that you would think would enjoy a platform like that, have them call and help them call in. And They could talk about the peer pressure. They could teach us some things about bullying in school, about some of the things that are affecting them. This is a platform where we can learn what's affecting our children. Therefore, we can step up our game as being mentors, parents, and leaders and guides for these children. But the number never changed, 319-527-6300. And if you want to share something with us or any of those platforms, that's one. And with that, my brother, before I play this closing song, would you do us all the honor of praying us out? Would you share with us any closing remarks that you might have?
Closing remarks or a prayer?
Oh, anything that you would like to say before we set it down and then pray us out?
Just want to say thanks to everybody that tuned in, that's listening. You, big bro, this opportunity, God again, you know, this platform is needed, and I'm happy and proud to be a part of it, and I just want everybody that is listening to know that you too, I know you feel the energy, you too are part of the family, so come back, enjoy the next one, come back, enjoy our next one, come back, come back.
I worship you.
more person, tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory, to you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing, to your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. Oh, you alone. You're God, and oh him, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now unto the King,
now unto the King,
eternal.
draw our minds in and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, once again, I come to you with grace, thanks. I appreciate you. Thank you for your mercy, your love. Thank you for your time, your knowledge, your understanding. Thank you for the discipline. Thank you for the love that we share amongst each other in this platform. Thank you for another blessed day that we was able to wake up and rejoice in. And we move forward from this platform, going to the world with your ways, bringing your will to the light, being more of your ways and less of ours. May we grow in your name as one. In your name I pray. Amen.